This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Molly Wood. As it happens, the TV industry is right in the middle of its annual meetup with the press out in Beverly Hills. The Television Critics Association press tour is where the industry shows off its fall shows. Given all the new streaming content, it's a lot bigger gathering than it used to be. Our Adrian Hill has been there for the last few days and joins us now. Hi, Adrian.
Hey, Molly.
So let's talk about TV trends. What's standing out to you about the new slate of shows that's headed our way?
Well, Molly, there's a whole lot of old is new. I hope you like the 80s and big hair and short shorts, because they are definitely headed our way this fall. There's an 80s comedy from Amazon called Red Oaks, an 80s serial killer drama from ABC called Wicked City, Narcos on Netflix, The Goldbergs are coming back, so 80s, 80s, 80s. There's also this sort of rebooting of shows or movies that we've seen before. So Coach is coming back. We're going to have television shows from movies we know, like Minority Report. And you've got The Muppets back on primetime for the first time in nearly two decades.
Yeah, I have some questions about that. What is the deal with the return of Kermit, and why does ABC think that this will work now?
Well, the conceit here is that Miss Piggy is making a late-night talk show, and this Muppet show is actually a behind-the-scenes look at the making of Miss Piggy's show. So they're poking a little fun at the mockumentary reality TV kind of genre. ABC also seems to be doing something else a little nostalgic here, and that's trying to create a show that a family can watch and enjoy together. Here's executive producer Bill Prady.
So you make a show that you enjoy. And a show for me is a show that I can sit and watch with my 8-year-old son. So that's would be part of enjoying it. But you're not making a children's show. You're just making a show.
Just making a show. Well, that seems harder than it used to be. The television landscape seems much more competitive than it's been in the past. And how is that manifesting there?
It's no longer good enough to make an okay television show and put it in a good time slot. That's not how people watch TV anymore. And everyone is making television. Amazon has something like a show coming out once a month this fall. Executives at ABC talked a lot about creating distinctive shows. At Amazon, the buzzword was more like your favorite show. And they're spending a lot to do it. We got earnings reports from Disney this week, which owns ABC, and they highlighted the rising costs of making primetime television.
We'll be watching that trend. Marketplace's Adrian Hill. Thank you.
Thanks.